Heavy conversations, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he say and that she say. Tell me what the street say. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back to the reality table with your host, the biggest. The biggest. Big Lex in the building. And my co-host actually today, my brother's on a jet somewhere, you know, so had to bring in the second part of Relationships Matter, Miss Chanel. Tell him, how you doing, Chanel?
I'm doing great.
It's been a minute.
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. I want to thank my special guest, the one and only. Go ahead, Juicy.
Miss Juicy Baby.
No, she coming back in time, you know what I'm saying? And look, this guy, man, I just found him on a boat last week, you know. My boy, Karan. Y'all say hey to Karan.
What up, though? Peace and love.
Yeah. And Big Trap, Big Fit, Big, the biggest of everything. Trap, tell him what you got going on.
What up, world? It's your boy, DJ, your favorite trainer's favorite trainer, man. Listen up. I'm ready to get into it. Let's go.
Where are we going?
So guys, y'all ready? Is Juicy going to sit back for me?
No. I'm not sitting back.
Okay. The topic is manipulation when dating. How many folks we got married up here? We got Karan, he's married, and Mr. Trap. Oh, the guys.
Hilarious, right.
We got the guys, the married guys.
Celebrating 10 years this year.
How many single women we got up here?
Miss Juicy, baby.
So look, there's a couple questions I'm going to ask. I'm going to throw them out real quick, and then we're going to talk about it.
Let's get it.
Recognizing signs of manipulation. Understanding power imbalances. So how power imbalances can contribute to manipulative behavior in relationships and the importance of mutual respect and equality. Establishing healthy boundaries. Consent and manipulation and healthy communication. So let's start with the first one. Mm. Recognizing signs of manipulation when you're dating. So I want the guys to tune in, tap in, because I know for me, 37, single, no kids, could have been married, straight. The thing that's bothering me is, you know, we're in Atlanta. Let's just really talk about it. We don't want to go into dating in Atlanta, because at this point, it's just everybody that flew in and lived here. Would you say that you played a part, I'm going to ask you first, Big Trap,
okay. And
manipulation when dating? And please tell me why and why you did it, what you got out of it, and what is the point of it?
I mean, the point is just being the master of you, being in control. Men are egotistical, right? So our egos flare out, and we want to be in control of every situation, especially the relationship, especially women, especially Atlanta, right? When you got less men, more women, right? So women are looking for catches in Atlanta, Georgia, and we play into that, right? We know we're catches, right? We know that. We know that before. We know that before we meet y'all. Y'all are like, oh man, a quarter of them got AIDS. The other quarter in jail.
Where you get them stats from?
These are good numbers, though. These are close.
A quarter of them got AIDS. A quarter of them in jail. The other quarter ain't shit. And then you got a quarter hustlers. You got a quarter entrepreneurs. And a quarter hardworking men. Mm-hmm. Right? Loyal, faithful, married men. Right? Mm-hmm. So you got a whole lot. Like you just said, y'all raise your hand. Y'all single women. Y'all looking for that quarter.
I ain't looking for shit.
Well, you may not be, but it's women out here in Atlanta, Georgia. We speaking of this city because you spoke on it. Y'all out here looking for that quarter of men.
So let me pause you real quick. Y'all look too targeted. You said we're looking. So at the end of the day, we're humans, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be with someone that's genuine.
Right.
So I guess I'm going back. Let me revert back to the question.
Talk to me.
How can you distinguish manipulation and dating with someone that's genuine? And I'm going to say that because when I put myself out there, it's genuine. I'm not looking for nothing. I got my own. I don't need no man to take care of me. Mm-hmm. I don't need nothing. I'm solid. Played 6 years overseas. Cool.
Perfect person.
Cool. Bank. Cool. I just want to build with someone, right. But the right person.
Right.
So my question to you is, how do you decipher manipulation when you're dating someone versus genuinely liking someone.
You're the perfect person. Wow. If I'm not interested in being in a, like you just said, I could have been married. I'm cool. Most men think that way. I can be married. I'm cool, right? Been overseas, played 6 years, probably got a little money on, probably got good credit, probably got your own house, probably got a car, a couple cars, probably got a little money and don't mind spending it on me. Right? You're the perfect person to manipulate, right? I'm just telling you how men think in this city, the quarter that you guys, again, are looking for. That's how we think. We got access to every, you just gave me access to your whole portfolio.
But you can tell by the intent. Because nowadays, men do not, they don't hold back. They tell you, I'm friends with her, her, her. Either you cool with it or you move on.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so here in Atlanta, that's how they manipulate in that they know that we're looking.
But is that manipulation? Because we're telling you the truth.
See, let me tell you something.
Oh,
like this.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
This whole thing.
She's getting missionaries.
No, because people, men nowadays, they use this whole idea of I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. That's manipulation, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because just because you told me the truth doesn't make it okay.
That part.
But I gave you a choice.
If you don't get my buy-in. And the problem that I have with the whole dating idea in Atlanta is that you got to get my buy-in. If I say to you, I'm not into the whole idea of multiple dating, and then you continue to pursue me, even though I have said it on a public platform, I have said it in private, and then you still choose to put me in that situation without my buy-in, that is manipulation.
That's true.
Right? And see, with social media nowadays, I had a situation where I'm just flipping through stories, right? This guy, he say, can I take you out? Cool. He trying to impress, paying for everything, paying for my parking, paying for my food. I'm like, all right. I'm going, it's Christmas time, right? And I'm like, okay, that's family, because they look alike. That's family. But she ain't family.
She ain't family.
She ain't family. And I clicked the link, and I started scrolling through. I went all the way back to February. It's December. They went on a trip out of the country. I thought I told this dude that I don't do this. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're jeopardizing everything that I work for by putting me in a compromising situation where someone that's can approach saying. Me, walk up to me on the street, ask me questions about you. You know, I ain't always been this put together. I pop off, you catch me off guard. So don't put me in that situation to act out. And men just don't listen to us these days. They manipulate the situation to get what they want, and it's just not right.
Man, that's deep.
You gotta respect that.
I want to hear you.
I'm amazed.
She
went all the way.
Wow.
Gotta respect that.
I'm just sitting here thankful for my little 16 years I've been married. I'm feeling like, damn, 16. I'm like, man.
But did you play a role? So look, I know you.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I didn't really manipulate when I was dating. Back when I was, because I was really that guy back then about being who I was. Like I would tell a woman straight up, "Love me now," because when we get away from each other, you got to love yourself because I'm doing me.
Mm.
Period.
Straight what that mean? Front.
That means, baby, when we together, we together.
But when we not, we not.
But when we not.
Ooh, I had Morehouse College.
Real talk. Oh,
that went because you're a football player, though.
Well, it was just, I was at the point where I was like, look, man, I don't want nobody caught up in nothing, and I would never do nothing to make them feel bad. And then I wouldn't pursue no more if it was nothing to it. It was like, cool, it's all good. Like, we can just have fun. It's whatever. I'm chilling. It's whatever. I'm just letting you know where I'm at.
When you graduated from Morehouse?
Minnesota. I graduated from Minnesota.
You ain't go to Morehouse?
Never.
You ain't play football?
Not in Minnesota.
Why I'm thinking you played? You must have been in the movies.
I played a lot of movies.
I played in this
Minnesota.
Epiphany.
No, Minnesota. Wow, in Minnesota. So, yeah, so it wasn't even that whole much to play with Minnesota like that. It was Minnesota.
University of Minnesota.
Yeah, University of Minnesota.
I knew that. When you want a ball, when you a ball player though, they just want a piece of the pie. They want that influence. They want to go
out.
I was always like, I don't know, yo, I don't know why you thought that.
That's
but
crazy.
I was. What? Let's stay on the topic.
Okay. Something ain't right. We got to figure.
Let me
it's
help y'all.
Come back.
Yeah, let's
it's
stay on
back.
Topic because I mess around and forget what we talking about.
Manipulation in relationships.
So yeah, so that's why I wasn't really that guy. I was just really upfront about everything. I was cool, like.
But you don't think he was using your status to manipulate the
no,
situation?
No, because I never used the status to even
when
get
you graduate again?
I never used the status to get in the situation.
When did you graduate?
Like, when girls met me, I would never, I don't play in the league. I don't do none of this. I'm Karan. How are you? What is your name?
So they didn't know you was a ball player.
I don't know what they know.
They
no,
definitely
you know
didn't
know you.
That'd be the dumb.
I never assumed anything.
Let me say something.
Most hardworking men that you're talking about, you can't just roll up on a woman talking about, I want to have, I'm just having fun.
He played football too.
You know, I'm with you. Lie to you, too.
He got that boss in that beat trap.
Athletes can get away with that. But most working moles now, today is a little bit different. But different. back in the day, when I was coming up, because I'm a little older. Like, you couldn't just tell me, you know, I'm having fun and, you know, we together. And when we're not together, we're not together. That wasn't going to fly.
I think back then it worked even more so because that wasn't the norm back then.
What's back then? I just asked when you graduated.
Back then, 2001 from college. I'm 45.
When you graduated?
2005 from college, 2001 from high school.
I'm 96 from high school.
When he tell his crazy story, go ahead. He tell his wild story. Right. So no, hey, make sure you ain't had no drink. I ain't got time to deal with the repercussions.
Y'all know how I try to get out
of here. So these boys, let's just make it make sense. These two played football. These two could have played professional football.
I did play professional football.
Well, I know you played professional. I said that because he didn't, but he could have.
But you put me.
But you know what I meant. So
the senders had me included. In the
cutting. I didn't know why. So listen, pro. We all pros, right? This one over here chose to be with his family instead of playing professional. Wow. It's a few people that do that.
That's a good move.
But also, you know, we're not gonna get back into the other episode because he was on one. But you know, I want somebody between the both of y'all to tell the truth when it comes to dating someone. It ain't got to be in Atlanta. But the manipulation that you play with dating someone for what, for why, whatever, but why?
I just told you, it's ego. I wanted it all from everybody. Every girl, I wanted it all from everybody. At that time, you got to understand, I'm young. I'm flashy. I'm fly. Right? So I'm every girl.
That's what you said. No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, at that time, that's my mindset. Right? So I wanted it all. If you want to be a part of what I got going on, I'm moving. I got motion. You work. I'm a real. I got real motion out here. So if you want to be a part of what I got, you got to get on board.
Well, I stay with motion, but what that means? Because the point I'm saying is, you can't build. Listen, I ain't gonna cap on you.
We ain't talking about building. We talking about manipulating.
Okay, well, we gonna mix it all in.
Stay on topic. Wait, stay on topic.
Stay on topic, King.
Yeah, we're not talking about building. We're talking about manipulating.
We're making our species proud today.
I'm here and she's here.
Yeah, that's what we already did that.
Well, what if we here? We all here.
That wasn't, you asked me.
Listen, now I'm asking you again. What if we all here?
That's a different
ball. So why are we manipulating?
So now that's
what. What if I'm more here and you here?
That's the 2024.
What if I'm here and you here?
Yeah, because you've been here and they still.
The 2024. Atlanta, women are here, men are here, or women are here and men are here. That's what we're dealing with now.
Where's the women?
The women are here.
I will say I say across the board, the women are above the men.
Absolutely.
In Atlanta, which means the women are above the men in the world.
Absolutely.
Because Atlanta sets the standard for the world if you really just pay attention to the world. Because why? Because it's an epicenter of black excellence.
But we were talking about 01 and 05. So I was giving you where I were then.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me that same question
now. It was a different world. It was probably even back then. And we was maybe still a tad bit ahead back then.
We wasn't driving forklifts. Me and you had motion.
Yeah, we had motion.
So it wasn't even.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't even at all, bro.
It's still not even.
If you want to be in my section, it's popping bottles, even. Eating shrimp and lobster tails and all the stuff that we were doing.
I never thought it was even. I was like third grade.
It's not even.
I just always looked at the world from a certain perspective. And it was always like, look, I'm afforded pretty much whatever I want. So I don't have to ever be needy or greedy about any of it. Right. So it was always, I'm just here to have a good time. Let's live. And we
that's
grow.
The part he told the truth on. And I'm here to have a good time.
Yeah. It's my way or no way.
No, it was never my way or no way. It was just
he didn't say that.
It wasn't no compromising.
Yeah, it wasn't about compromising for me. It was more like I'm a really driven young man. I'm working my way to get to the NFL. I don't have a lot of time for a lot of distractions. Love being one of them. Let's be honest. If you're gonna be a pro athlete, you don't have time for love. You don't have time for a lot of the bullshit that comes along with all that kind of world. So I had a different drive and a different focus. So for me, it was like, look, I'm in this club. I've been working out all week. I'm letting off a little steam. Did you have some steam to let off? We can let some steam off tonight together. Or not. I'm going to be fine because if you don't want
steam,
to.
Steam? What I think you say.
I would turn around and some more steam and be right here.
She do.
Hey, steam. You like steaming. Hey, steam. Oh, there was never, I was a king, so and it's been my whole way, my most since I hit puberty in my life, my body and everything changed. It was like, yo, okay, this is what the world does for you.
It is your way or no way, because if she wanted to be with you, she had to play it your way.
And we're only talking about that time.
My only rule, and it's always been my only rule.
What's the only rule?
It's just have fun.
That's it. That's it.
I'm not here to do none of the. So I'm never manipulating. I want you to be yourself. I want you to have fun. Let's have fun.
I was manipulating. Whatever you want to give me, I want.
No, I'm cool. I was manipulating if I was just living in my kid self, like I've always done to this day. Like I'm gonna always just be me through and through. And I'm never going to put nothing on it. I'm never going to do more for it to impress more one way left or right. Mm. I'm just going to go with the flow. Mm. And I was learned a long time ago. Mm. Women choose you. You don't choose
them.
That's
facts. Mm.
That boy dropping bars.
So for me, I'm not out here doing nothing but being me.
They going to choose.
And you going to make the decision. And if we're compatible at that level, yes, we could start with some steam at that point. And if it grows into more, then we growing for more. I'm a hoping romantic in my heart anyway. So I fell in love 5 times a week. I did. It's true life. And that's really me being who I was. I'm just a genuine person. I live on my heart. That's why I'm an actor now. I'm an emotional man.
So would you say that, because listen, I didn't have my experiences. Would you say that most of the guys who date, not you, that are actors, manipulate when they date because they're great actors? Because I done dealt with some.
I think it all comes down to the root of not what we do or what you do. It comes to who you are. Me, I've always been confident in who I am without anything I do outside of who I am.
You is you. But I know, I get that. Actors.
It's hard for me to even speak from anywhere from who I'm not.
He can give you his perspective. Yeah.
And I'm grounded in that. I can make an assumption of what that is. And anything outside of being your true authentic self is an insecurity in that person. Mm. Period. If I got to lie to you for you to like me.
That makes sense.
Then I don't believe in all of me. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing not only you a disservice, I'm doing myself, you know, a bigger disservice. So anybody who's been in your lives who just wasn't 100% with you, you got to look at it like they're not 100% with themselves.
Exactly.
That's more detriment and more painful than anything. And what you're running into is you are 100% authentic you. So what you got to do is just believe in that true and true and let whatever you going to have pull to you. And you're going to find yourself around you probably already around the man you're supposed to be with.
I know it.
So that's just life.
You're the host, but can I ask Ms. Chanel a question? Because I want you to chime back in on that, because he literally just said what she spoke
that was
on
smart.
Earlier.
No, that was
right.
Good.
So
that
he just good. Said, I am my true authentic self. I can only give you me. Mm-hmm. When he tells you the truth, right? Mm-hmm. You say that's still manipulation.
That's not what she said.
That is what she said.
That's not what she meant.
That's if he has my buy-in. Okay. The issue with us women is that we're so desperate for a relationship.
I ain't.
I'm just saying in general. I'm talking I'm not talking about today, guys. Okay. I'm talking about
in general.
2001, mm-hmm. 97 for me, graduating out of college.
Right.
So desperate because like you said, back then it was like this, right? So when it's like this, we attach our value and live vicariously through those relationships. So for me back then, I dated athletes. That's what I dated, right? And I would attach my value and they would be free flowing like you, just a free spirit. And it's like, I felt like I had
I
to go along with
you,
it
baby.
If I wanted to be a part. Or if not, then I had to cut myself out. Now the problem is we can have fun today, but then in my mind back then, I'm like, well, what about tomorrow?
See, that's your problem. What's the best live right now? That was my line. Hey, baby, what are you talking about tomorrow?
What about tomorrow?
Baby, we won't play.
I give you a run for your money today, baby.
But we play one play at a time.
I wish I could go back.
What's the best athlete in the world play a game? What they always say? One play at a time. What happened? What happened that last play? Don't even exist no more.
He right.
I could have missed the first 20 shots. If I'm a shooter, I'm gonna keep shooting.
Look at he swear he can hoop though.
Oh come on, play with me. You better Google me.
I just when I say manipulation in this context, it's like because you be lying to yourself if you didn't think that women would attach themselves to you because of who you are. And some men use that to their advantage. They may not ever say it because that's who they are, right? You can't change who you are,
but
you use it, you know, to lure women, to bring them in. So you know they want to be a part of it. And you are very comfortable saying, this is who I am. Let's have fun. Let's let off some steam. When if you wasn't that person, you would not have that same advantage. You just wouldn't.
That sounds like a whole different kind of movie, though, because, like, I am that. How do we even go? Like, what?
So you
if I was this and this and that, yeah, we could play that game all day. I don't think I used it in my advantage because, again, I never even moved like that other. I moved like I was a superstar, whether I was a superstar or not.
Okay.
My NFL career, okay, let's put it on the record, like ain't that. Nothing to write home about to nobody. I wouldn't put that story up against the damn worst Sesame Street story.
That's an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment, but I got levels of accomplishment, too. That's how honest I am with myself. So the world can't gas me.
But you do know you would not have the same opportunities if you was not the football player.
I wouldn't have the same opportunities. I didn't work my ass off.
Right.
So I'm not. So you're speaking like something was given to me.
Come on with it.
Like everything I am, I have earned through and through. So that is my standard with a woman, that is going to be the standard. I'll live and die on that. And every woman and man should live like that.
But you do. I'm just saying you do acknowledge that that has afforded you opportunities that the man who gets up in the morning and goes to the 9 to 5 does not have.
I'm gonna be honest.
Don't
with
look
you.
At your clock.
I wouldn't have hit half the dimes I hit if it wasn't for my football story. If it wasn't for my athletic stories and all of that good stuff. Yes, I wouldn't have crossed paths with some of the women I crossed paths with. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're absolutely right.
But I'm sitting here talking to you. We just met an hour ago.
Right.
I know from fact on fact, me and you got a lot more in common than we play football.
Absolutely.
That part. Yeah.
So absolutely. That tells me right off the top, you is going to be afforded the same group of people regardless.
Right.
Don't sell yourself short and attached to what you do.
She's talking about 2001.
See, I have had the experience of dating a college basketball player who was drafted number 4 and changed literally overnight.
You want to say his name?
Like, I can't do that.
Drop the line.
I can't do that. Yeah, no, literally, this boy went from me paying the phone bill because we both in college. So now he got a $42 million contract. And I watched the change overnight.
So he was never who he was initially. He wasn't an authentic person from the jump.
He found confidence from somewhere.
Because if some money, going to turn you into somebody completely
money
different,
money can't change a real.
You never was that person anyway.
But I'm saying that this happens more often than
it does.
Not. That's
it
what
does.
I'm saying. That's
I agree.
The reality.
I get it. I agree.
And when you in it, you can't see that. Now, looking back 20 years ago, I see that now.
Yeah.
But back then, you can't see it.
No, I mean, that's why they say hindsight is 20/20. I mean, if we know what we knew now then,
yes, God,
we would
I
all
made
be further along everywhere along the way. But unfortunately, that ain't how the world is drawn
Absolutely.
Up. So I think we all got to stay open and be based in learning as we going through this experience and look at every experience as something that's given to us versus taken away from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, every man you meet that's a deficit, don't look at that man as a deficit. Look at something you got to find in yourself that's a deficit because something attracted that man to you, period. So if he's at deficit, there's some deficit in you. We just all got to start taking accountability for ourselves.
That's true.
Because our world is what we create in our minds, our mouths, and our spirits, period.
That's correct.
So if you're thinking something constantly, I keep having the worst case with these men. You constantly saying that with your mouth. You're starting to feel that with your spirit. You're going to attract the kind of man that's going to keep that experience relative in your life. So we got to start changing our thoughts, our mouth, and our spirits, and then keep doing the work for ourselves to learn every elephant that we all have in us. We all got fucking insecurities. We all got things that we've had to deal with that our parents caused us, our coach caused us, some woman caused us, some man caused us, some damn dog that we saw across the street causes, right? But at some point, we have got to start taking accountability for our shit and saying, okay, guys, how long can the same
shit keep going
keep
on,
hitting
going
me
on,
in the head and before I say, damn, maybe it's something about me that's attracting this situation.
Attracting ain't shit niggas.
Right. To then say this.
But is it ain't shit niggas or is it grace? Because you could go through some stuff. I know me personally, I went through a lot of stuff playing ball and then transitioned. The transition is different.
It's a lot.
Everybody don't transition correctly.
Right.
So I transitioned correctly, but I can give you a 10 hands.
You and I both.
Right? Of people that didn't.
Yeah.
So now when you give someone grace, it's a difference between grace, the transition, and just an ain't shit nigga. Because you're giving them grace because they're transitioning from where you transition from.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're learning is that is part of the manipulation too. I'm telling you, because I play both fields. I play both fields, meaning not both ways. Meaning,
you got to clear it up. Let me clear that shit up. You got to clear everything up.
Not
these
both
days.
Ways.
Your best friend be trending tomorrow.
Right. Both fields meaning.
We
like,
knew it.
I'm a female. I played pro ball. I went overseas 6 years. I played in 5 different countries. I played at the highest level I could play. I got overseas by playing on Atlanta Dream practice team. The point I'm making is I didn't date athletes. I didn't date actors. I didn't date regular people. I didn't date fucking Taco Mac manager. I didn't gave everybody an opportunity, but I also gave grace. Because I didn't work a 9-to-5. I didn't work the 8-to-5. I work 8-to-5 now, but I'm an entrepreneur. I work for myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I quit my job to work for myself now, a month ago.
Right.
Making more money probably than I ever made in my life and doing a reality table. Drop. But the point I'm making is, in that process, and you've seen it. You've seen it on television. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. I dated a nigga that went and ate shit nigga. Mm-hmm. Cameras turn different when them cameras cut on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what y'all choose to believe what was real in that situation, because mm-hmm. there was realness in that situation.
Right.
But the point of the matter is, he was an ain't shit nigga, and a person still carrying on what they did 20 years ago, that shit ain't relevant now. We got to pay bills. I'm paying all these bills. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't need you to pay the bills. That's not the point. The point is what you bring into...
What you bring to the table. Define ain't shit nigga.
So I feel like an ain't shit N word is.
I'm sorry.
No, we gonna bleep it. I feel like an ain't shit nigga just keeping it a buck. I don't feel like you have to make more money than me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So let's put that on the table. That's why I said I give grace. Because a lot of things that I'm opportunist or opportunity to have is because I'm a female and I'm a retired athlete. That is true. Or because I did the television show, that is true. These are true facts. Mm-hmm. So if I'm dealing with someone who might have had a rougher time because I know I got the leverage to kind of win something, I'm like, hey, just do your part. You don't have to be nobody you don't want to be. So if we, let's just say hypothetically, we move in together, just pay utilities. I'm that cool. I'll take on a boatload of shit. Just pay the utilities. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. But now when you start questioning where I spend my money, when you start questioning or asking to borrow money when you're paying utility, we talking about minimum $500. Or when you start getting into my pockets, now mind you, we a unit, so you already got access to my pocket, so you know what's coming in and out. And I'm very freely about that, even though I shouldn't be. The point is, an ain't shit nigga is when somebody's trying to lead, but they ain't got nothing to lead with.
Mm-mm.
You about to leave me in a fucking ditch. Because I see what the fuck you got going on. That's when I draw the line. Hey, now. Grace has ran its part, you know, and you know me, y'all, you know me, Chanel. I will give, you know me, I will give, but now I got to sit back. Hey, it be 1 o'clock in the morning, sitting in the fire pit. Hey, what we doing?
So stand on topic.
What we doing?
Are you being manipulated?
I'm not. That's the point. So that's why this is a great topic. The point I'm making to you is you don't know,
nigga, or are you?
You don't know what you get in until you move in with someone. That shit is over with. But I'm making a point to you don't know because you gave someone grace.
You know, I know who you're talking about.
I'm just making a point. You give someone grace.
Right.
You really like this person. You're not judging what they got or what they don't have. Because what you ain't got, we got.
Understand you understand what I'm saying? Asking you right quick, Lex. Is that manipulation?
And that's my question to you guys.
It is.
And no, but I'm agreeing with you. But the question is,
and I told you in the beginning of the segment.
The question is, when do you decipher? Because you're in a situation. We talked about it on your Relationships Matter podcast, right?
Yeah.
You're in a situation. You're with someone. You've known them forever. Even if you don't know them for that, you've known them for a long time. That y'all families know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in a situation y'all together. You didn't heard stories from them from what happened in their past. They know stories what happened in your past. The question is, when do you decipher manipulation from being genuine? Because
give me 1 second,
you
right
don't
quick,
know.
Chanel.
You don't know.
I'm about
know.
To pick Juicy up and slide her back because I'm having to sit up to see.
Oh,
shit. I'm about to.
No, but the point is, you don't know. I guess I'm making my point to say you don't know until you get into it.
Right, I have a question for you. What make you want to be with someone that you got to pay all the bills?
No. So let me correct that. That was a different situation. I'm making a point to say, if I'm in something, yeah. We in something. So we could talk, when I talk about situations, we talk about through the years. Okay. But I'm making a point to you, like, if I'm in something at this point, if I'm in something, we in something. Now, I see red flags, and I choose which red flags to ignore. Because I give grace. I'm just making a point. I give grace. Because a lot of opportunity I'm granted with, that person probably wasn't granted with, but I see the hustle in them. I see the drive. I see the... Think about it. We all did something right now.
I just think, go back to your motives as to why you're with. Because, I mean, I'll use myself as an example. Like, I have been in situations where I have given more than what was poured into me. Mm. But it wasn't because I was extending grace. I was trying to garner their attention.
Right.
You got to just keep it real. So then I ask again, what would make you want to be in a situation where you're bearing the brunt?
We just
of
different because I don't garner attention. I get
like,
it.
So you just want to be with them because why?
I think with that situation was history. With that situation, yeah. It was knowledge of that situation he went through. Yeah. But I also think with that situation, I'm going to make a point. And that's why he can speak.
So you're
on
trying to save somebody?
No, I'm not trying to save somebody.
I know exactly
I don't
what you're talking about. So she's right. I get what she's saying.
Yeah, you can't. I'm making a point to say the topic was for a reason. You can't distinguish between manipulation versus grace, even in that, because you're dealing with someone you've known.
Now, let me tell you something. I put it on me. But sometimes when a person know that you feel a certain type of way, you may have your own reasons for why you do what you do. But some people will manipulate the situation because they know you care for them. They know how you feel for them. So they're going to take whatever you're willing to offer. And sometimes it's too much.
And I'm agreeing some people with take you. It so too far. The go back to the original question, how do you know when you're being manipulated?
You know.
And no, you I'm,
you know I, when you know when the situation when
watch
the person
this.
Is taking
hey
advantage.
watch this would you have known that
I would have been the manipulator.
I'm saying in my situation would you have known? You wouldn't have known that, would you?
Yeah, that's what I said. The first question you asked me when we started the episode, I told you, you give too much and you would be the perfect person to manipulate. Did I not say
that? Yeah, because if he was accepting.
No, she said it. She said, I've been overseas. I did this. Yeah. I had this career. I'm established 8 to 5.
But hold on, let me pause you on that. That person never, at this point, never asked me for shit.
I get that.
They had everything he was willing to
get. I get that.
No, he already had his own.
It ain't about asking, because again, I know who you're talking about, and you know I know who you're talking about. So what I'm trying to say, it ain't about him asking for shit. It's about you giving too much. He knows what he's accessible to. I ain't got to ask for it if you tell me what you got.
Sometimes I don't.
You tell me what you did. You tell
sometimes
me what
they
you just told me. I ain't got to do nothing but pay the utilities.
You
just told me I ain't got to do nothing but pay the utilities.
No, that was the other situation.
You're not telling me.
That wasn't that situation.
I know, but just let me flow. That's you're not telling me I don't know the mortgage $3,500. You're not telling me I don't know the mortgage $3,500.
Damn, I need a shot, King.
You see what I'm saying? All I got to do is pay the utilities. The mortgage $3,500. We got 3 nice cars in the yard. I'm not wanting for nothing. I still got Louis Vuitton shoes on. I got clothes on my back. I don't have to ask you for nothing.
That's different because I ain't had to tell you.
Now let me turn my manipulation mode on. Let me pour it on thick, right, bro? That's what I'm trying to get her to understand.
No, you're wrong. Because you missed the point. You're talking about two different situations. The last situation, no, motherfucker paid everything.
I just think
you ain't told us that one yet.
I think at the end of the day, I think manipulation occurs on both sides. It has to be two people playing the game for anything, any manipulation to happen. Mm-hmm. Because in order for you to be manipulated, you have to be a fool enough to get manipulated.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, a manipulation occurs after the fact of you already, like you said, witnessing red flags. Like for me personally, it was never a thing for me to, you know, okay, so I find a manipulation in my thing then. Say, for instance, we connected in one night, we hanging out, we kicking.
One night.
Yeah, because I live my life like that.
Did it turn into two?
Didn't give me any red flags.
He's been consistent with one night.
Once
in Minnesota?
Red flags is everywhere. If you give me a red flag that you insecure in yourself, I'm not dealing with you. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. Because I know it comes with insecure women. That comes with you calling me all the time. Mm. That comes with me giving you acting like you got... No. I need you to be strong in yourself because I'm not giving you nothing to me. But tonight.
He's been consistent with that the whole podcast.
So you got to have your own stuff. So the polarity never changes. If I want you, I want you. And if you want me, you want me. Then it's this. We got a problem right now. Is our polarities is completely off. You giving too much of a positive and not getting enough of a negative back for you to really be attracted and for y'all to stay together.
I'll be trying to fight.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you got somebody that who hasn't completely gotten to an accountability, because as a man, I couldn't sit back and let you do all the stuff you was doing with me feeling, without me feeling some kind of way.
Right. Let me ask this one question. Right. And I know, Michonette, this is like what you do, right? I'm not that person, right? But this is what you do. So answer this question for me. Why do you guys make it easy for us to manipulate?
Because we're manipulating you.
Okay,
it's so, I mean, that's what I was saying, is manipulation both ways. Sometimes when people give too much, it's a form of manipulation. You're trying to buy their emotion. You're trying to buy their attention. You have a motive as to why you do what you do.
Right.
Like, you're just not freely get, I don't know, no one who just, you just gonna free, you just gonna pay all the bills. Like, there's no motivation behind it.
And any man to tell you, though, really, at the end of the day, the one that keeps our attention is the one who doesn't give us everything that makes us still have to hunt. Mm-hmm. That makes us still Absolute. Have to be a man about everything Challenge. From at the end of the day. Like, even our wives, like my wife is an independent woman. She do her thing. She does her own stuff. She kills. I mean, I'm proud of her. She does her own thing. Like, I do my own thing. I couldn't have a woman who was sitting at the crib waiting on me to come home to tell her about all my victories of the day. I want to come home and talk about victories with you. What you win, you what you do, what we doing this and then get boom, boom. Okay. And that's the kind of big world I like. Cause like, again, team sports. Yeah. I like to be in the locker room. I like that feeling of environment. We here winning together. You be dope, I be dope. Be dope together. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem when you be in the manipulation is when there's just an imbalance in power, imbalance in resources, an imbalance in attitudes, imbalance in maturity. Your problem is you've been all over the world. You have a bigger worldview than most men you're gonna run into in Atlanta. Period. That's just real fucking talk. Sorry, but not sorry.
And then that makes her give too much.
Well, because she's trying to create the vision in her head. But the man she's with is not capable of reaching her, because he ain't been to five countries.
Right.
Do you understand the expansion of her mind, her spirit?
Every time she's happy and he's not.
Well, she just, her worldview has changed. That's how, this is how we all connect on the planet. Right. Our worldviews have to connect. It has nothing to do with you white, black, yellow, pink. If you got to break the same worldview as me, we can rock. Period. I don't really have no real other understanding of that. But I'm always be with my people first and foremost. But worldview is important to me.
That's true.
But consistently, you're saying both parties have to be happy.
Yes.
It's not my job
externally, to make you together, happy. And then you come together, you share your happy.
How the fuck am I going to make you happy if you're not already happy?
But right. But they might say they're
someone
happy.
Who's happy already. I don't care what that is. Whatever that is. That could be an 8-to-5. That could be a talk show. That could be a podcast. It could be a movie role, or
yeah, it could be all that.
Whatever it is, I don't. Long as you happy, when we get home, we're both happy.
And if you go to a and if you get happy at the brothel, make you happy if you're not already happy. It up and be safe. Good. Be safe, Jesus.
Thing is, most women don't know they're not happy.
That part.
Well, because most things, most problem is most women don't know what they want.
And listen, I'm gonna tell you this, because she made a good point. Look, Chanel,
you got to know exactly what you want.
Chanel made a good point. Let me tap into what I'm about to tap into. This is gonna get deep. Didn't realize till I was out that situation that I was trying to take on a challenge because I'm a point guard, or I was a point guard. I wanted to lead this ship to the goddamn championship. You understand what I'm saying? So it was more so me pouring in because I believe in this. I'm the coach. I'm Caitlin Clark. I'm all these things, because I'm like, yo, we got a chance to win the championship, because he had good qualities. Now, I'm not going to say he an ain't shit nigga. I'm not going to say no person I've dealt with was like that. But I want to say we all have our vices, and his vices just was a bit too much for me.
So let me ask you this. You as a person, I feel like you are a type of person who has a core, like a core set of things that no matter what happens, because you was an athlete, you know what I'm saying? You have a different...
So was he.
So, okay, I get that. Did he play in the pros?
No.
Did he go to five countries?
No.
There you go. I mean, he right though.
Okay, so... okay, yeah, he was an athlete, but he didn't have the same core you had as an athlete. Just to start there.
For sure. Let's just start there. That's different, yeah.
Let's just start that athlete. Don't even go nowhere else. He didn't have the same core as an athlete as you had. Obviously, he wasn't getting up running extra sprints, doing the extra shit to get to where you got.
That makes sense.
That right there is the beginning star stone of everything. If you ain't got that core right there, then there's nothing else to build on. Mm. How you gonna turn a basketball player who ain't a basketball player into a basketball player? It don't happen.
Ooh, that boy put that thing together. So, look, that's the best.
This is what happens when you get older.
You know how to have DJ Clue bombs? You need a bomb.
Boom.
You need that big bass bomb.
And really, at the end of the day, you really got to stick. And that's why I've always been like, my life is exactly how I drew it up. And ain't no accidents where I'm doing my life. Like even through the rough times of my marriage, we came through it, and I realized I married the right woman.
Mm.
Like, I didn't draw this up right, wrong. At the time, you want to. Maybe I didn't draw this up right. You get through it. Damn, I love when the plan comes together. Mm. And that's just real talk, because I've always been very intentional. I've been very solid of who I am. I've been very solid about when, how, where. If I'm going to shut it down, I will know I'm going to shut it down. I'm looking all the time in a way of being open to, like, tonight, I'm going to be in love with you tonight. You get through tonight without getting me any red flags, we get tomorrow morning. We get through tomorrow morning without any red flags, we get tomorrow night. If you can get through them first 72 hours without getting me any red flags, you show me that you're not who we need to be at our core, because I was very effusive about who I was in my core all the time.
Mm.
So when you started dating me, you got the full Quran from jump. I didn't hide shit. So you get the full thing on the table. Can I deal with this motherfucker? If you stick around for the first few days and you ain't gave me no red flags, if you're going to disturb my peace, then we can roll.
Mm.
And you let me be what I'm going to be, and you stay attached to that, we going to be fine forever.
And look at Miss Juicy looking at you. Miss Juicy, what you got to say about what he said? Because she's confused at this point.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, what you're saying, you give grace. Like, I have a big heart as well, but you can't. You got to know when to not to give. You can't keep giving to somebody that you're imbalanced with, because that's when you leaving it up to them to manipulate you. When you keep giving, yeah. You got to know when to stop.
But listen, you haven't been giving grace. You've been giving pity. Grace is saying, we're not compatible, dear.
Exactly.
I wish you luck. I'm always around if you need me. Peace and love. That's grace. Uh-uh. What you've been doing is pity. You've been taking these little puppies in, trying to raise men and be men, and that's not your job.
Exactly.
Well, you are a high value woman. What's why guys came to say? You are a high value person. All you women on this panel are high value women. So you have a very small group of men to pick from. That's just keeping a buck.
25%, what I said earlier.
It's probably smaller than that at the level these women are at.
Right, at the level that they are, you right.
You know what I'm saying? If you work at Wendy's, you got a big pool.
Right.
You go right down to Fulton County.
I'm hitting the manager.
And you got a big pool. Yeah, exactly. You got a huge pool that, you know, it's just, again, be authentic who you are.
Right.
That's all it's about.
Right.
Sadly, you and him, sadly,
that's it. Look,
sadly,
we gotta,
but really,
you need to
I'm
draw
keeping
some,
it, I'm
some
keeping
jewels.
It
a
buck on all my women who are of excellent standard, of excellent morals, beautiful, fine, sexy, all of the things that count. And you don't have a man at this point in life, it's hard, but you can stay the course, keep being authentic to yourself,
keep pedaling.
Something's gonna pop, but at the end of the day, you gotta fall in love with yourself to the point where if it don't pop, you good either way. And I promise you, that's when it's gonna pop.
Going back to what I said earlier, you can't lose your self-value, because we're hunting. Man, we're hunting. If we see any sign of weakness, meaning losing your self-value, your core, your inner core, we see it.
We gotta
know
that's
her weakness.
You gotta know what you want.
Yeah.
You got to know what you want and know what you're going to take and what you're not going to put up with.
Right.
You know, because if you don't, then like you said, men are hunters.
They're
going to be. And there are some women out there that are hunters too.
Absolutely. You got to be aware of those
You
as
know
well.
What I'm saying?
She said. She spoke on that.
No, they out there.
They out there. And being who I was and who I still am, there's hunters hunting me. Like if I used to hunt.
I ain't hunting nobody.
Well, there are women out there who will come at
but
us to get us
I
to
want.
Fall off of wherever we had to do shit on and purpose to get us. And that's just
you
got to
be on that level. If you're not on that level, I'm sorry.
But going back to the original question, in order to keep from being manipulated, you have to stay to your inner core. You have to stay to your true self.
You can't be manipulating yourself.
Yes, thank you. You're going to manipulate
that's,
yourself.
That's
the moment
right
you
there.
The moment you stray away from being your authentic self, you open the
you
flood
open yourself
gates.
Up to
you open the floodgates for the vulture.
That's how
you got to know your worth.
That's it.
Yeah, you can't be afraid to speak up and
at all.
Stand on business.
That's it.
If somebody's violating your boundaries, then you have to speak up. You know, sometimes we as women, we want to be in a relationship. Because I speak on behalf of the single women. And
Me too, Queen.
You want to be in a relationship, and you know, we say what we will tolerate and what we won't when we're just speaking in general like this. But then when you get into a situation, you're like, you know, you might tolerate a little bit more than you typically would because you like this person. But if your boundaries are being violated, that's when you got to stand up and say, hey, this is not in alignment. Right. Yeah, this is not in alignment with my values. So we're not compatible.
I don't have a 72-hour rule, but I like what he's just like. I'm. Yeah, I was gonna ask him. I love that.
What if she show you a red flag?
I love that rule.
You'll
bro.
Give us some grace at that point.
I didn't get this man too much.
Hey,
he said you can't violate once in 72 hours.
No, man, because
you can't,
it's real
no red flag.
I swear to God, I was a psychology major, man. People gonna show you who they are immediately. Then they start putting up shields as they start getting closer to you. Mm-hmm. So, if first 3 days. Once you fall in love, you hang out with me for 3 days, you're probably gonna be pretty much in love because I'm in love first day. I was always looking for love.
Right.
I was like, I was always wanting that one to make me feel like a little kid again. I'm a kid, though. I love being a kid in my spirit. Like that's why I'm.
You already said you're emotional. You're acting. Yeah. You gained it all.
Maybe acting.
I play make believe in real life. For real. Like, at the end of the day, that's why I've been able to live my life as I've lived it because I've never been untrue to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell everybody, be true to yourself.
Right.
And that's what I tell my kids all the time. You might lie to me. You might lie to your mom. You might lie to your girlfriend, your boyfriend at one point. But never lie to yourself.
Right.
And that's really what it comes
down to. I didn't lie to my boyfriend
If you don't want to be manipulated, don't manipulate yourself.
I think you see when I was younger.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't for me. I was always like, look, you insecure. We having sex. What's something you do to keep me around? Get pregnant on purpose to keep me around this month. I got a future I'm going for. I don't have time to get up. I was always focused. My focus on what I was wanting to do kept me away from
people like
Grace.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do me like that.
Kept me away. You know what I'm saying? Let's get focused on this. Is beautiful what you're building right here. This is amazing what you're doing. I've been watching you do your thing for a while now. You are growing exponentially. Focus on that. Because what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself in a room with the man who can handle you at all his levels.
Yeah,
He's been to eight countries. You can learn something from him. You need somebody you can learn from.
Right, absolutely.
But I ain't learning nothing.
Two more countries.
That's the dime there, bro.
You don't need to find nobody you need to teach. You need to go find somebody that you're willing to learn under a little bit and get some. Because you've been a lot of places. The man you meet that you can learn from is going to be the one you're going to love.
She spoke on being a point guard. She's been leading her whole life.
Yeah, it's time for you to sit on the shooting guard at this point.
Nah, well, you know how to fall back. You know how to fall back and allow men
to
lead. Listen, we be having a conversation within an hour and something. You know, listen, I play the fallback role. I play the leader role, and I play the
She got to find somebody that has been two more countries.
I think where I'm at right now, I'm in the link stage. I'm just on what I'm on. And whoever gonna come on what I'm on, they on what I'm on. And we on the same thing.
That's the way to always move.
Yeah. And
that's how you gonna find them, because you're not looking. Looking anymore.
But I'm gonna tell you, I was never looking. Hold on, maybe I'm the kid. But I'm telling you, I was never looking. Big trap. You know what I'm talking about? But the point I'm making is, regardless, I'm 37, no kids, retired athlete, doing my thing, moving around. You feel me? So when I ran across it, I'm going to be real. Like I told you, when I did that show, DMs going crazy. DMs, R&B, who you name them, they in them.
Before I got on the show, DM going crazy.
Man, they were still on the biggest.
Come on, Juice.
But I'm sick of Juice. But the point I'm making is when you get older, you start to decipher what's real and what's fake. And I'm not even just saying when you get over it, but when you retire. It's a whole different game when you retire. And I like I said, a lot of people don't transition correctly. I'm one of the people who transitioned off a blessing because I always kept my relationships. I always did my thing. It was what it was. It is what it is. But I'm making a point to say for me, like, I made this promise to myself last summer, being real with you. If I go by myself, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. At this point, I probably don't want no kids. I'm cool with raising my two nephews because I felt like I was put on this earth to be a bigger blessing. I feel like I was put on this earth to connect people. I feel like I was put on this earth to help people. So for me, I'm cool. Now, whoever come along with me being cool, it ain't no more less giving grace. I'm at a part where I'm over it. I'm tired of looking out for people that ain't looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the end of it. That's the big leg story. That's the story of the day. So now we're about to wrap this up. So look, we're going to play a game. It's called The Game. I forgot the damn bowl today.
Papa.
So I'm a, oh, they didn't put it in the cup. Yeah. We got the bowl. I was looking at the questions. So this the game. That boy did this thing. So look, I'm going to give you the cup. You got to pull something at the cup. It's for everybody. The person next to you, which is you, King, you got to read it to her and you got to answer it truthfully. Now, we got a couple of different types of liquors, brown, whites, everything in the back. If you don't answer it truthfully, if you tell us you're not going to answer it truthfully, you got to take a shot.
I don't drink.
I don't drink
either. That's y'all business because I'm just telling you what the truth
so
is.
So I'm going to read this question?
You're not going to read it. You're going to pull one and you're going to give it to Mr. Karan. Okay. Give it to him. And you're going to read it.
Goodness gracious. How would your parents describe what you do?
What kind of question? Nah, hell nah. Give me another one.
That question.
Sam, what's up, man? These questions are simple.
What was wrong with that question?
These supposed to be some deep questions.
Yeah, that wasn't a, man, that was that question.
That could have been deep. We don't know. She didn't answer it.
What's one thing that people are surprised to find out about you?
There we go.
Look at him.
There we go.
Come on, today, Chanel.
Something that somebody is surprised to find out about me.
Somebody is.
Because I found out something a couple of days ago. I was like, damn.
Can you tell me so I can say it?
I can't say it out loud.
What is it?
Oh, what you told me, I didn't know. No, I can't tell it.
What you what?
Go ahead, Queen.
I don't know what a person would be surprised to find out about me.
Chanel looks younger than what she appears.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
That's that, might thought, be that, that surprised me.
Yeah, I'll be 50 next month.
Oh, Lord, black don't crack.
It sure don't.
Beautiful.
She surprised me. I said, what? I was like, what?
It don't crack. Never, you better say
I
it, girl.
I never came close to that.
Take one.
Okay.
I can't get
good. Give it to Miss Juicy. Give it to Miss Juicy.
Miss Juicy, baby.
You ain't supposed to read. I'm supposed to read. Let me see what this say.
Talk to me, Juicy. Talk nicely, Juicy.
That part.
What are you not good at?
I can't cook.
Trash.
I mean, this is a boring topic because it leaves no. I can't cook.
Okay, what are you not good in the bedroom at?
Tell the truth.
What am I not good in the bedroom at?
They didn't say the bedroom.
No, I'm telling you what I thought.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say I'm not good at this. I'm going to talk my shit with Lex. Lex know me. I go all the way there.
I'm not
going to say I'm not good at this, but I can be better at foreplay.
Mm. Okay, you like to just go straight to it.
I'm not gonna say that. See, that's
like iron. You don't like iron warm up.
No. I'm a foreplay guy, but I feel like my wife is just expecting more foreplay from me.
You gotta get your shit together.
Yeah, I gotta get it together.
Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
That comes from you manipulating women years ago and just getting what you want.
Armor.
No, so listen. Trash. Being in a relationship 17 years, being married 10 years. We're not even talking about the physical part of foreplay at this point.
Okay.
We're talking about, I got to get my pajama game up. I got to get
you just trash all the way around.
Yeah, I got to get it together, man. So, like, that's what pajamas? So, you asked the question, what can I do better? That's what I can do. And I'm
I
sure.
Say, what do 17 years got to do with it?
It's going
to
be men out here that's looking at this that's going to be like, yeah, man, me too, bro. Like, I can't keep wearing them Christmas pajamas to bed, bro.
Or just don't like, wear nothing like I do.
You know what I'm saying?
17 years, like you have to be an expert at it. What do 17 years got to do with it?
Because
I was married for 15. I was together with mine for 18. So what do 17 years got to do with it?
It ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you how long I've been with my wife.
Did Juicy raise her voice at you, Sean? I'm just letting you know what
she did raise her voice, though. That motherfucker got a little hot in. Now, so if you're going
to
ask me that question, my answer for that question is, I got to get my foreplay game up. I got to get it up, man. I know.
I'm
40 years old now. I got to get my for all y'all that's 40 years, get your foreplay game up. That's important, man.
Okay, Chanel.
Okay. Who would you like to play in a movie?
Man, what's up? Come on, Sam. Make some more spicy.
Yasu Ra is a script I wrote, which I will be playing him soon. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Talk your shit, King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say that name again.
Yasu Ra.
Yasu. Yeah.
Give it the big trash.
She just sound good. Miss Juicy, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
What keeps you up at night?
Shit. Ah, shit.
Why you say that? What's my problem?
Let her answer that.
Yeah, that's the answer. That's the end. Shit.
No, she don't know what keep me up at night.
You tell us. I asked you.
Studying.
For what?
Oh, no. Come on, Juicy. Studying. Give me a better
name. For what?
That's what keep me up at night.
Juicy, what y'all ass studying for?
The word.
The word.
Okay. Okay. Give me Juicy lying. She got to take a shot. No. Juicy lying. She got to take a shot.
I study all the time.
Give her a shot of water.
What's your favorite podcaster right now?
Oh, man, give me another one, man.
Oh, what's your favorite podcast?
Let's try. Let's
see. The Reality Table.
What makes you feel inspired or motivated?
Ooh, that's a great one. My parents. I want to retire them. Hopefully in 2 years, they'll be retired.
Mm,
if I keep moving what I'm doing. So my parents.
Love that one. I lost my mom in September, man. So that was my goal too.
I want everybody to hear this. When folks start getting older, they start repeating themselves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know in 2010, my grandpa started repeating himself a lot. I was like, man, this man lost his mind. Like, Papa, stop calling me upstairs to go get some food. Boom, boom, boom. He said something to me one night. He started mumbling, right? I went to Savannah. I had to go down there to play semi-pro. And I left in the middle of the night. And he said the same mumble jumble. I got to Savannah. He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sucks because I always tell people, give grace. I play with that word a lot because I really give grace for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Give grace when you're dealing with someone that's older or whoever you're dealing with because you don't know what they've been through that day.
Mm-hmm.
Inky Johnson, I listen to him every day. He speaks on this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a conversation. You don't know what happened to me 2 hours ago of mm-hmm. why I might have came off aggressive, mm-hmm. why I was a little more, speaking a little more. But I always say when you deal with anybody, not to give them an excuse, but give them grace. And since my grandpa passed is why I go through what I go through, because I try to really gauge someone or try to feel like I'm, getting to know them because I feel like I didn't give my grandpa grace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big Lex right there. So
you feel like you didn't give him grace because you didn't recognize the onset dementia?
Because I felt like that he had been doing it the whole summer. I just thought the man was going crazy. I was like, man, Papa tripping.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a person who be telling us we tripping.
Yeah.
But when somebody going through something, he didn't even know he was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Papa, you just told me this last week. You tripping. This is how we talk to each other. Baby girl, shut up. You tripping. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't know. So you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, everybody.
So when I move and that goes into people, friendships, relationships, I give everyone grace. Because I felt like if the roles were reversed and I felt like they would do it to me, but I learned now, like people aren't how I am is not who someone else is.
Right.
But I'm giving a point to say, give grace. That's my story time with Lex, give grace, however you choose to move. So we're going to wrap this up. I love this conversation, man. I needed it to help me guide through next week of my life with Dayton in Atlanta. But we're going to wrap this up. I want y'all to tell, where they can find y'all at, where y'all located. Keep this thing pushing. Miss Chanel.
Which camera?
Whichever one you want, Queen.
I'm Chanel Nicole Scott, and I am the creator of Cominstry. You can find... and also the creator of Relationships Matter. And actually, I just want to clarify, Relationships Matter is not a podcast. Relationships Matter is a television show on In the Black Network.
That part
for our content.
Okay, now.
Yeah, so you can find both of our shows on Relationships Matter Live and Cominstry Live. And you can find me at Chanel Nicole Scott on all social media platforms.
Mm. That was tough. Actor of the Year, Mr. BET guy?
Yeah, mine won't be as big as that.
Of course it will.
Nope. I'm just Karan Joseph Riley, and my goal is to net everybody introduce myself. So I got a lot more work to do.
Hey man, he's too humble. He's on BET, the Black Hamptons, the number one show on BET right now. We got a guy named Tap In with my boy Karan.
Absolutely.
Keep pedaling. Y'all follow him on Keep Pedaling. Tell him, Karan.
Yeah. Keep pedaling. I love introductions. I hate doing it myself.
Oh, okay. The Queen.
It's Miss Juicy Baby, the real Miss Juicy Baby.com. You can follow me on everything, the real Miss Juicy Baby.
That part.
That part.
Big truck.
I'm just a humble servant.
My name is DJ Williams. I go by Trap Fit. You guys can follow me at TrapFit_DJ on all social media platforms. I am your favorite trainer. Yeah, just like that.
Tough.
Just like that.
The biggest. Big Lex. With my family here, man. I'm glad y'all came through. Glad y'all blessed me with y'all love, y'all time, y'all support. Queens and kings, I love y'all. The Reality Table. Alexia Adams 24 on Instagram. Tap in with The Reality Table. Follow us on all your social media platforms. We on Spotify. We on everything now. Come follow us. They're going to be back. Because I got more problems and we got to figure it out. The Reality Table signing out. What you bring?
Every conversation, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?